A southwestern Wisconsin school district says the expansion of the state school voucher program has been harmful. They're asking legislators to make a change. It's Friday, July 12th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a pair of cranes are getting parenting help from Wisconsin volunteers. The state has new guidance for local clerks on the use of ballot drop boxes. And Wisconsin Life investigates a lacrosse tradition, the chicken queue. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A small rural Wisconsin school district says property taxes have increased now that about a dozen students are attending a voucher school. The Kickapoo Area School District is asking legislators to stop using public money to pay for private schools. They would also like public spending on private schools to be outlined on property tax bills. Last year, 11 students in the district of less than 500 kids received a private school voucher. Taxpayers contributed about $113,000 towards the cost of their education. Christina Resner-Janes is a parent in the district. She says people don't understand how much public money is being spent on private education.
It's on the tax bill, because what is happening is taxes are going up and people are saying, well, look, you know, why are schools costing us so much money?
Voucher school advocates say many factors contribute to higher school taxes, including decreased enrollment and increased spending by the public school district. Two cranes who are struggling to lay fertile eggs are getting another shot at parenthood. Margaret Faust reports three birds of two different species are becoming one family.
At the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, two blue cranes are raising a sandhill crane as their own. They've taught her how to swim in the pond, forage for food, and defend against predators. By raising the chick named Calypso, the blue cranes Harold and Periwinkle will learn parenting skills. The hope is that they will lay their own fertile eggs one day. Cindy Gitter is the assistant curator of birds at the foundation. She says the foster parents are embracing their new roles.
They get along wonderfully. So Harold and Periwinkle, they did an amazing job and it just came very natural to them.
The foundation is trying to maintain the blue crane population. They are considered a vulnerable species. There are only about 30 of them in North America. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Communities along the Mississippi River have been seeing unusual flooding this summer thanks to frequent rains. The National Weather Service reported that the river's average stage in La Crosse was the second highest on record for the month of June. The Mississippi crested at moderate flood stage last week, but has been receding in recent days. The repeated rains and high water have recharged reservoirs and waterways after prolonged drought last year. But National Weather Service meteorologist Anna Wolverton says that could change quickly if temperatures increase in the coming months.
Should we see any periods with above normal heat over the Midwest, especially, we could see some rapid onset of drought.
She says late summer is typically a drier time of year for the region. The National Weather Service's seasonal outlook shows Wisconsin could see above normal temperatures in the next 2 months. New guidance on how local clerks should secure absentee ballot drop boxes has been approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Rich Kramer reports.
In a unanimous vote, the Elections Commission approved guidance, which is essentially a list of recommended best practices for clerks. They include keeping the receptacles in well-lit areas, reporting any signs of damage, and emptying them often enough to keep them from being overfilled. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says, in general, clerks already know about the security measures. He says the commission also touched on when and how people can observe ballots going into the boxes.
They clarified that observers are permitted under statute as long as they're not interfering with people voting, and I think that's helpful for clerks to sort of know the difference.
New guidance was needed because the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority recently reinstated drop boxes. The court's previous conservative majority ruled most drop boxes were illegal 2 years ago. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, why do people in La Crosse call grilled chicken fundraisers Chicken Q? On today's episode of Wisconsin Life, we'll investigate into a listener's question just ahead. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about the origins of a regional name for a chicken barbecue.
As part of Wisconsin Public Radio's Why Wisconsin project, we received a question from Mary Lee, who grew up near La Crosse. She asked, what is the origin of the chicken queue? Well, chicken queue is a name for a charcoal-grilled chicken dinner sold as part of a fundraiser, but the name is only known regionally in the La Crosse area. Andrea Anderson has more on the mystery of the chicken queue.
So on the count of three. One, two, three.
It's a hazy summer day at a busy intersection in La Crosse. Brewster Andy's Catering is preparing charcoal-grilled half-chicken dinners, complete with beans, potato salad, and a roll. Today's proceeds benefit a school's basketball program. Dan Parisi of La Crosse waits in line for his order. He frequents chicken queues a couple times a month. He likes the convenience of not having to cook and the taste of grilled chicken, but the name chicken queue escapes him.
I just assume barbecue chicken. I don't know. I have no idea where it came up. I have no clue.
Even the professionals are unsure. Three catering companies run chicken queue events in the La Crosse area, and they just have theories about where the name chicken queue comes from. Brewster Andy's grill master, Andy Faulkner, says if you drive much outside of La Crosse, no one has even heard of the chicken queue.
Not really. Even as close as Rochester, most people just aren't aware what a chicken queue is.
On one side, three pits at a time. I go down the other side and somebody threw a match in. Boom, boom, boom.
In the basement of Holy Trinity Catholic Church in La Crosse, people who've put on their own chicken queues for decades sit around and tell old war stories. Jean Jursa organized the church's first chicken queue back in 1970. His theory of how the name came to be is as solid as anyone's.
D.R. Schultz was a beer distributor, and he had his employees that would work these chicken queues when they started getting into them.
E.R. Schultz, or Elmer, was a beer distributor in La Crosse after Prohibition. Newspaper ads from the 1930s and 40s say he stocked brands like Blatt's and Kingsbury. A Facebook post on a La Crosse history page says E.R.'s brother, Art, ran Acadia Friars in Trempealeau County, just north of La Crosse. Arcadia Friars was the longtime name of a chicken farmers cooperative started in the 1920s that still exists today under the name Pilgrims. Jursa says Holy Trinity used to get the chicken it served from E.R. Schultz.
We got all the chicken from Arcadia Friars. Arcadia had all the chicken.
The concept of a chicken dinner fundraiser is not unique to La Crosse, but the name Chicken Queue is. There are thousands of references to chicken queues in old files from the La Crosse Tribune, but no accounts explaining where or how the name started. In the 1970s, Holy Trinity Catholic Church used to sell more than 3,000 chicken dinners twice a year to benefit the church and the Boy Scouts. While the church still does two fundraisers each year, they are about half in sales of what they once were. Ron Fitzpatrick took over from Gene Jursa as organizer.
It's very hard to get people to volunteer. When Gene was involved in it, I first got involved in it, people were here from 5 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. Now you have people that'll come for a couple hours here and a couple hours there, and I take whatever I can get.
Chicken queues remain popular with some nonprofits still organizing them. A cottage industry started in the 1980s with professional caterers now arranging chicken queues with proceeds going to nonprofits.
Andrea Anderson brought us that story on the chicken queues of La Crosse. This story was produced by John Davis. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Colbert.
Now I'm really hungry after listening to that Wisconsin Life, but that was really cool. I didn't know that about the chicken queue. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Take care.